I'm here to support the people and to have a nice peaceful protest, because I thought what went on, what I seen on the television, was disgraceful. And I thought we lived in a democracy where everyone, you know, had the freedom to protest. And what I seen was absolutely very, was disturbing. Not only that, I think that particular guard with the blue shirt and no numbers, by taking them out of one station and putting them into another, if it was anyone else, they would have lost their job. As far as I'm concerned, it's one loss for the guards and one loss for us. And they're a law unto themselves. I think by right we should have an independent board, not Gardaí investigating guards, because you get nowhere.
Yeah, I was there on Monday. I was there all day. I had a lovely day in the beginning. It was a bit of a family day, a bit of kind of chaos, all well and good. But it did take a turn much for the worse and much against our likings in the end. I didn't incur any actual wrath above and beyond a few shoves. But several of my friends, their testimonies are almost circulated at this stage. Mm. They did incur the full force of the Garda Síochána wreaking havoc and wielding batons. What today I think should be about most especially is a chance, perhaps certainly, to sidestep all the bickering, infighting and bitching that's surrounded the protest itself since it's been called, and a chance to give people who were there on Monday, be they innocent passerbys or be they protesters, to have their say and be heard outside of any agendas anyone else particularly might want to push.
Well, basically, just to support the protest, the people who were on the streets on Monday, who, from what I can see, were attacked by the guards. There may have been some provocation, but from what I've seen, the reaction of the guards was completely out of control. And there needs to be an independent body to look at the guards and see how they're behaving.
Tony O'Donnell, Deputy President, Trinity Students' Union. We were appalled at the scenes earlier in the week, and as an organisation which in the past has used protests on the streets to try and achieve our aims, we are worried that in the future, if such activities aren't called into question, that it may actually reflect or affect our membership in the future. We're committed to democratic right to protest. We do believe the people who are engaged in protests, whether they're the guards or the protesters themselves, should be peaceful, and we're here to show our solidarity with the protesters today in the peaceful protest.